Sarah, I thought this was... Oh, is this not the chicken place?
No, I'm sorry. This is Death Case Corporation.
Death Case?
Uh-huh.
What do you guys do there?
What am I up to?
No, like, what does this company do? It was in my phone. Somebody had called it from my phone. I think my wife might have called it or something. I was just... What do you guys do there?
Hold on just a second.
Yes, I'll speak to a manager if that's possible.
Corporation.
Yes, hello. Somebody, possibly one of my coworkers, used my cell phone and called this number, and I was just wondering, what do you guys do there? I mean, what kind of business is this? Because I'm trying to figure out who used my cell phone. Death Case? Is that what it is?
Death Case, yes.
Do you investigate missing deaths? I'm not sure. I mean, what exactly do you guys do for this company? Like, what kind of company is this?
I don't...
Hello?
We make desiccant breathers.
You make, excuse me?
Biscuit breathers?
We make desiccant breathers.
Desiccant breathers. Hold on 1 second. I'd like to order one. I'm having a hard time breathing. I'm trying to figure out why somebody... Do you think your product would help me right now?
I'm going to hang up now, okay?
No. What if I can't breathe? I mean, who's going to help me?
I hear people laughing in the background, and this is a
Those business. People aren't concerned about my safety. They're only concerned about getting their mangy dog whoop-de-doo on. Heather?
Hit that theme music!
Hey, let me ask you kids a question.
What's the podcast? It's always funny. It's the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo.
What's the podcast? It's never runny. It's the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
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 Live from the home of the Kentucky Fried Fool. It's everybody's favorite podcast, The Mangy Dog Whoop-De-Doo with Jesse Perry. Yay,
everybody. What's up, everybody? There's the ear pop. There's the ear pop.
We did it.
Welcome to The Mangy Dog Whoop-De-Doo. Whoop-De-Doo.
Whoop-De-Doo.
I am your loud host, Jesse Perry.
Yep.
Welcome. With me, as always, is the Funchineer, Mr. Mark Anunson.
Good to have you here, people.
The talent, Mr. Sean Perry.
He's good.
And we have a very special guest this week, Mr. Charles Ives.
Chuck. Mm.
How you doing, Charles?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Electric. You can feel that there's a buzz in the room now. Everything just got amped up. Charles Ives is here. We're going to hear some great music from Charles and Sean.
Yeah.
Later on, we've got sketches. We've got stand-ups. We've got stop signs. Uh-huh. We've got stables.
What?
We've got staples.
What?
We've got the staple singers. Mavis Staples is here. But first, we're going to go straight to the greens right now. Welcome to the 107th Annual U.S. Masters PGA British Golfing Joke-Off. I'm Fall Summerall here in lovely Augusta, New Jersey. Chip Behrens, who just golfed the round of his life, is about to take the microphone and deliver one of his classic comedy sets. Let's go to Chip.
Hey, sorry I'm late. I couldn't find my golf socks. You know, the pair with the hole-in-one? Last night, my wife asked me if I wanted any pie. I said, sure, as long as you don't give me a slice. But seriously, folks, these clothes would be so wrinkled if it weren't for irons. Four irons, get it? I had an eagle the other day. Tasted just like chicken. I guess that's just par for the course. So, Moses, Jesse Jackson, and Woody Allen all went golfing. Who picked up the green fees on that one, am I right?
You are right. These stink.
What? Who said that?
You suck!
Some of these jokes aren't great, I'll admit it. Jokes aren't how I earn my bread and putter.
Next time, yell four before you play through with that crap!
The heckler is totally killing it out there.
I could write more jokes, but I just don't have the follow-through. Nothing?
No, nothing!
That course is great back nine. I'd give it a 10.
I give you a big zero! Give me the mic!
The heckler grabs the mic. Chip hangs his head in shame.
Did I ever tell you about the time John Daly showed me how to use a ball washer? Mexicans! Oh, man. I played a best ball tournament with Lance Armstrong. Despite the odds, he did have the best ball. The other day, I hit my ball into the most racist of areas, the Archie Bunker. Oh, man. I like girls with dimples. Because when I hit them in the face, I get a steady and true flight, people. Oh, man. Hole four yesterday, I got by a dog leg with no problems. One question. Who chops up animals on the courses these days?
Your mom.
Wait a minute. Don't bring anyone mother into this. She ain't here. If it wasn't for your mother, you wouldn't be here. Remember, when you put down one mother, you put down mothers all over the world.
Thanks, Mr. T, and thanks to the fine folks in Augusta and watching around the globe in Sony HD. Remember, every dollar you save is a dollar that's worth less in the future. I'm Fall Summerall, and good night.
Chip Behrens, golfing comic. Fantastic.
Beautiful.
Love that. You know, this is our first show here on the Whoop-Dee-Doo.
Whoop-Dee-Doo.
Is it?
Ever.
That we've done since the election.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know.
Sometimes you just got to blindly say whoop-de-doo, Sean.
I can't. Sometimes I can't.
Don't question the host.
Don't question. This is a dictatorship built on silliness.
I know I screwed everything up. Let me whoop-de-doo.
Thank you. Okay.
Nice.
Thank you.
Nice.
Now we can go forward. This is our first show since Barack Obama was elected. God damn you, Sean.
That was funny.
And no, it wasn't. The Fungineer encourages the talent, and then me and Charles Ives are left holding the bag. What do you think about that, Charles?
I can tell you Charles Ives has been left holding a lot of bags before.
This is his first time here. You guys are being mean to him.
Like smoking.
Who's holding, what? Charles?
He's not, actually. He was wondering.
I was told there was no pot here.
That's correct.
Because you're a grown-up.
That's right, I'm an adult.
There's one thing that this podcast has established, is that we are mature adults.
Yeah. See, I asked if you smoke pot, and Sean said, no, he's married.
Yeah.
This is our first podcast since Barack Obama's been elected.
Whoop-de-doo.
You can feel the change. In this podcast alone, things have changed.
Yes,
there's
we can.
Change.
Yeah. Yes, we can.
People listening to this are actually hoping for a change right now.
Yeah. Yes, we can.
We can.
And we will be willing to change.
Yes, we can.
As long as you hope.
Whoop-de-can.
Whoop-de-change.
Whoop-de-doo.
Sure.
Hope-de-can.
Hope-de-change.
Hope-de-what?
But before Sarah Palin recedes into the retarded spotlight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do spotlights recede?
Yes, but very quickly.
Anyway, here's the comedy clip we found. This is a prank call to the lovely Sarah Palin, a gentleman and a scholar.
Sarah?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sarah Palin is a gentleman and a scholar. Okay, we're 0-2 on that, but she's a good person.
Oh, were we supposed to say whoop-de-doo there?
Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo.
Sarah Palin!
Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo.
Here's a clip.
Hello, Bexy.
Hi.
Hi, this is Franck L'Ouvrier. I'm with President Sarkozy on the line for Governor Palin.
Yes, one second, please. Can you hold on one second, please?
Yeah, no problem.
All right, thanks. Okay. Hi, I'm going to hand the phone over to her.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm going to put the president on the line.
Okay, he's coming to the line. Okay. This is Sarah.
Governor Palin.
Hello.
Just hold on for President Sarkozy. One moment.
Oh, him yet, Betsy. I always do that.
Yes, hello, Governor Palin.
I'll just have people hand it to him.
Yes, hello, Mrs. Governor.
Hello, this is Sarah. How are you?
Fine, and you? This is Nicolas Sarkozy speaking. How are you?
Oh, so good. It's so good to hear you. Thank you for calling us.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Thank you, sir. We have such great respect for you, John McCain and I. We love you, and thank you for spending 2 minutes to talk to me.
I followed your campaigns closely with my special American advisor, Johnny Hallyday, you know?
Yes, good.
Excellent. Are you confident?
Very confident, and we're thankful that polls are showing that the race is tightening. And
well, I know very well that the campaign can be exhausting. How do you feel right now, my dear?
I feel so good. I feel like we're in a marathon, and at the very end of the marathon, you get your second wind, and you plow through the finish.
You see, I got elected in France because I'm real, and you seem to be someone who's real as well.
Yes, yeah. Nicholas, we so appreciate this opportunity.
You know, I see you as a president one day, you too.
Maybe in 8 years.
Well, I hope for you. You know, we have a lot in common because personally, one of my favorite activities is to hunt, too.
Oh, very good. We should go hunting together.
Exactly. We could go try hunting by helicopter like you did. I never did that. Like we say in French, on pourrait tuer des bébés phoques aussi.
Well, I think we could have a lot of fun together as we're getting work done. We can kill two birds with one stone that way.
I just love killing those animals. Mm-mm. Take away a life. That is so fun. I'd really love to go as long as we don't bring Vice President Cheney.
No, I'll be a careful shot. Yes.
Yes. You know, we have a lot in common also because except that from my house, I can see Belgium. That's kind of less interesting than you.
Well, see, we're right next door to other countries that we all need to be working with, yes.
Some people said in the last days, and I thought that was mean, that you weren't experienced enough in foreign relations. And, you know, that's completely false. That's the thing I said to my great friend, the Prime Minister of Canada, Steph Kars.
Well, he's doing fine, too. And, yeah, when you come into a position underestimated, it gives you an opportunity to prove the pundits and the critics wrong. You work that much harder.
I was wondering, because you are so next to him, one of my good friends, also the Prime Minister of Quebec, Mr. Richard Z. Sirois, have you met him recently? Did he come to one of your rallies?
I haven't seen him at one of the rallies, but it's been great working with the Canadian officials in my role as governor. We have a great cooperative effort there as we work on all of our resource development projects. You know, I look forward to working with you and getting to meet you personally and your beautiful wife. Oh, my goodness. You've added a lot of energy to your country, even with that beautiful family of yours.
Thank you very much. You know, my wife, Carla, would love to meet you. You know, even though she was a bit jealous that I was supposed to speak to you today.
Well, give her a big hug from me.
You know, my wife is a popular singer and a former hot top model, and she's so hot in bed. She even wrote a song for you.
Oh, my goodness, I didn't know that.
Yes, in French, it's called Du Rouge à Lèvres sur une cochonne, or if you prefer in English, Joe the Plumber. It's his life, Joe the Plumber.
Maybe she understands some of the unfair criticism, but I bet you she is such a hard worker, too, and she realizes you just plow through that criticism.
I just want to be sure. I don't quite understand the phenomenon Joe the Plumber. That's not your husband, right?
That's not my husband, but he's a normal American who just works hard and doesn't want government to take his money.
Yes, I understand. We have the equivalent of Joe the Plumber in France. It's called Marcel, the guy with bread under his armpit.
Right. That's what it's all about. It's the middle class and government needing to work for them. You're a very good example for us here.
I seen a bit about NBC. Even Fox News wasn't an ally, about as much as usual.
Yeah, that's what we're up against.
I must say, Governor Palin, I love the documentary they made on your life. You know, Hustler's Nailin' Palin?
Oh, good. Thank you. Yes.
That was really edgy.
Well, good.
I really loved you. And I must say something also, Governor. You've been pranked by the Masked Avengers. We are two comedians from Montreal.
We've been pranked, and what radio station is this?
this is for CKOI in Montreal.
In Montreal, tell me their radio station call letters.
CK. Hello? If one voice can change the world for Obama, one Viagra can change the world for McCain.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I have to let you go. Thank you.
Yeah! Woohoo!
Hello, I'm Professor Shit Jones with the Excellence in Brass Sound Effects Institute, and it's now time for Sad Trumpet Theater. This week's episode, Bill Clinton.
But I want to say one thing to the American people. I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. I never told anybody to lie, not a single time, never. These allegations are false, and I need to go back to work for the American people.
Sad Trumpet Theater, only on the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-dee-doo.
Whoop-dee-doo.
Well, we got a fantastic show. So glad that Sean, Sean's always here, so I'm really glad to see him. But Charles Ives is here. Now, Sean and Charles, they've been making some music, and I'm just wanting to turn over to these guys. Why don't you tell us about what we're about to hear?
First of all, we're in the most evilest band ever called The Dead Dead. You've heard us before in the Mangy Dog.
Yes, it's terrifying.
Many times.
And this is our new song. You got anything else, Charles?
No, it's tentatively titled WEP.
All right. Let's hear it right now, only on the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-dee-doo.
Whoop-dee-doo.
The Dead Dead, The Dead Dead with their song We Pee. Good job, guys.
Thank you.
Sean Parrott, Charles Ives. Get up for them one more time.
Good job, guys.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask, this is a specific question for Charles. Charles, would you like to hear some stand-up?
I think I would.
Would everybody like to hear some stand-up?
Yeah. I know, yeah, I do.
Sure. Here's Mike Birbiglia. I want to say only, but he's all over the place.
No, yeah, only
say,
here.
Say only.
Here.
Mike Birbiglia, and this is one of the places you'll hear him, only at the Mangy Dog Radio Hour.
I'm going to tell you this last story. This is my favorite story to tell because it's like simultaneously the best and worst day of my life. A few years ago, for reasons I don't understand, I was asked to perform at the MVP Awards for Major League Baseball. And maybe they had heard about my work as backup right fielder for Economy Paint Supply. I showed up to the thing, and I thought that I was going to be like a pre-show or a sideshow. No, they have me seated on the stage in between Alex Rodriguez, Dontrell Willis, Josh Beckett, Roger Clemens, me, and Dennis Eckersley. And I'm sitting there, and you know, we have a lot to talk about. You know, we're hashing out our multi-million-dollar contracts and paternity suits. Just gab, 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 gab. No, it was really awful because like I knew I shouldn't be there. They knew I shouldn't be there. And the guy who's in charge walked up to me in the middle of the thing, and he goes, we'd like you to tell a few jokes about baseball. I go, I don't know if that's such a good idea. Because those people are here. But you know, they insisted on it. And so I tried my best. I got up and I go, you know, it's very exciting to be here because I grew up in Boston. And I remember going to a baseball card show as a kid and paying $8 for Roger Clemens' autograph. And I'm sitting next to him now. And he tried to charge me $13. And he did not laugh at all. But other people did. So I was one for one. And then it was put on, the event was put on by the baseball writers. And so I said, you know, what's interesting about sports writers is they don't know how to play sports. And most of them don't know how to write. And they didn't laugh at that either. But other people did. So I was two for two.
Mike Birbiglia on the Manger Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-dee-doo.
Whoop-dee-dow.
Oh, man, what a fantastic show this has been. Hey!
Hey!
First of all, give it up for Sean Parrott and Charles Ives, the dead dead.
Thank you.
Dead dead.
Mostly Charles. Big
the great song, Weepy.
Weepy.
Mark Anunson, the Fungineer.
Good to be here, friend.
Mark, where are you going to be performing comedy soon?
At Joe's Crab Shack on the 21st.
Fantastic place. Don't eat a big plate of shrimp before you perform.
I won't.
Okay. I did that, and the final 10 minutes of my set in the bathroom.
Ooh, burp.
Now, Charles Ives, where will you be doing stand-up here soon?
I'm absolutely nowhere.
Good.
Fantastic. Good job, Charles.
Comedy
job,
fans, Charles. Thank you everywhere.
Now, Sean Parrott, where will you be performing?
I actually might be on that Joe's Crab Shack show, too.
I heard about that.
Very good.
Maybe.
Well, this is a little warning to you as well.
They're lucky.
the shrimp is tough. The shrimp is tough. Don't get the shrimp sampler.
No?
Before you perform.
What? But why not?
Because you'll
be in the bathroom.
You will poop.
You didn't listen to that?
But no, I listened. I just didn't understand.
You won't poop at the time you hope to poop.
Oh.
Which is
it's out of your hands.
I always hope to poop.
Which is, you shouldn't poop in your hands.
Poop
up.
Poop
in
your
hands. Yes, we can. Poop. Yes, we can.
Poop in your hands.
I will be performing at Zany's.
The Zany's?
Thursday the 20th.
Wow, big time.
Headlined by Keith Alberstadt.
Oh, wow.
Part of the Comics Come Home show. Oh. Chad Ryden's going to be there as well. All right. It's going to be a fun show.
Anybody
the 21st, I'm going to be in White Bluff, Tennessee.
What?
And oh, if they had a computer there, this would help me out.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the 25th, I'm performing at Morty's in Indianapolis.
Stop
what?
It. Slow down.
Morty's in Indianapolis.
Slow it down, Perry.
Announcing it here does me no good.
F
you. Don't know. We're worldwide.
Does me no good. No good. We're not wide. We're region world. Narrow is what we are at this point.
Hmm?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
say, say we're legionnaires.
Bow and arrow.
Bow and
you
arrow?
Got hit by a bow and arrow.
What?
Biscuits.
Biscuits. Gravy.
I hardly knew her. Wait.
Okay, take three. Go and take three. Just cut it. Just take three. Cut it. Cut it. We're doing it over. We're doing it over. You refuse to cut. For everybody, I'm Jesse Perry. This has been the Manger Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo. I wish it ended stronger. Thanks. Good night.
Pop.
Hey, let me ask you kids a question.
What's the podcast? It's always fun. It's the Manger Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo.
What's the podcast?